Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Who is supporting this? The worst people on the planet are saluting Trump. Fareed Zakaria, Mr. Crazy Eyes, Lindsey Graham, the weirdest man in the history of the Senate, John McCain, the psycho, when he speaks, you could see insanity. They're all saluting Donald Trump. These are the people we hated before the election. These are the people we rejected during the election. Now they're on Trump's side, along with the crypto-pseudo-conservatives in the radio business who hold themselves up as great conservatives who are screaming for war. If you can keep your head while all those around you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, then you'll be a man, my son. Greatest.
Welcome to my show. Welcome to my show. All the never-Trumpers and the neocons and the pseudo-cons and the radlibs are now jumping up and down for war. Can you understand what has happened to the world we are living in? As I am speaking, probably in the background here off the coast of San Francisco, can you hear the jet boom? Did it come through the microphone? I opened the doors and windows. I only heard those before the Iraq War. That's probably our Air National Guard on high alert. Should I say I'm glad they're on high alert? Is that what I voted for? Is that what I worked so hard for war, not for peace? I worked for Donald Trump's election because I said life with Trump, death with Clinton. She was the one, after all, who was screaming that Putin was Hitler. She was the one who was saying Russia was the enemy when Russia was our ally, our natural ally in the war against ISIS. Even Donald Trump said that over and over and over again on the campaign trail. That is why I staked my career on trying to get him elected, and he is elected. All of a sudden, we wake up in a short period of time, the war drums are being beaten. So you have to ask yourself, you know, you can tell a man by his friends. Who are the friends all of a sudden of Donald Trump? Why, they were his enemies of last week. Fareed Zakaria saluting him? The liberals are now saluting him? So who's doing this? Who is doing this to Donald Trump, who is threatening war with Russia, North Korea, China? Who is doing this? Well, I don't think it's that complicated. Actually, when you look at it, it's not that complicated. I have a headline on my website, michaelsavage.com. It says, go back to pumping gas, Mr. Tillerson. Your warmongering is destabilizing the world. Who is this Neanderthal Tillerson? Did we even hear of him during the election? Who ever heard of him? Where did this large, lumbering man come from? He ran the largest oil and gas company in the world, and we all learned, I guess, during the Iraq War, that there were wars fought for natural resources. Liberals screamed it was war for oil. Many conservatives said they were lying. They were right. We were wrong. The warmongers created the myth of weapons of mass destruction. Only Sean Hannity believed it, I guess, at the time. I think he still does. I think many in the radio business built their careers on the lie of weapons of mass destruction. But there were no weapons of mass destruction. How many men lost their lives in Iraq because of that big lie? How many men came home without legs? How many times has your heart been broken by the image of veterans coming back without legs, without arms, shot to pieces, blown up by IMDs or IEDs, whatever they call them? How many? Do you know? Can you count them? And now you want another war now? Where? Where do you want it? In Syria? Is that where you want Mrs. Jones' son to go to lose his legs or his life? The Manhattan liberals are not going to send their sons to war, are they? No, they're going to bleed with happiness. The Manhattan liberals are going to make a fortune upon a fortune's fortune. Why, even Democrat senators' husbands who are in the business of making weapons of mass destruction themselves are going to make a fortune this time. I can guarantee you they're making money right now on government contracts to supply the military. So is this what you wanted? Is this what you voted for? It's not what I voted for. I voted for Donald Trump, a man of peace, not Donald Trump, a man of war. So who's on my side? Well, some pretty smart people. Some of them you know and some of them you don't know. Let's start with some that you know. Pat Buchanan. I don't think Pat's been inconsistent in his entire life. He wrote a great article today as Trump enlisting in the war party. He'll be on the show in about 20 minutes. Let him speak for himself. Who else sees it the way I do? Well, there's a great representative, a Democrat named Tulsi Gabbard, Democrat Hawaii. She said we need to learn from Iraq. Guess what she's facing as a result of saying that? She's facing an attempt by her own party to throw her out of her seat because she does not want war. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, D. Hawaii, is not an ordinary congresswoman. She's a major in the Hawaii Army National Guard. She served two tours in Iraq. And yet she's highly critical of Trump's decision last Thursday to launch 59 missiles at a Syrian airfield. So Gabbard's position has led to an outcry from establishment Democrats, including the lunatic Howard Dean, who want her thrown out of Congress. That's right, the maniac Howard Dean, the screaming Howard Dean, is screaming she should be thrown out of Congress because she wants peace, not war. So pay close attention to who's for the war and who's against the war before you make a decision. Many of you in the peanut gallery don't know what to think. Many of you in the peanut gallery are drugged. You're on antidepressants. You're on one medication or another. You're on legal or illegal substances. You don't know what the hell is going on. But you watch movies. And so, therefore, if you watch Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, another fake action hero, you like to see missiles flying. You think it's just a video game. You don't realize that people die when missiles fly. It's a good line, isn't it? It has iambic pentameter. People die when missiles fly. You want more of them to fly? I want less of them to fly. I want more diplomacy and less warfare. I have another question for you. Where are the seasoned diplomats in all of this insanity? I haven't seen any come out and say a word. Where are the elder statesmen of America? Where do they stand on this situation? Where, for example, does Henry Kissinger stand on this? Where? I don't know. How come he hasn't said a word? He often is heard saying things and writing things. Where is Henry Kissinger on this issue right now? He was an expert on China. Would he have approved of this action, especially while the China delegation was sitting at dinner with Donald Trump? Do you have any idea what a breach of protocol that was? Let me repeat it. I would make a better Secretary of State than Henry Tillerson. I'll say that again, and I'm not looking for the job. I, Michael Savage, would be a better Secretary of State than this Tillerson character, because I have nothing in it for me. I'm not looking to gain anything from my oil company. I'm not looking to sell anything. I'm not looking to buy anything. I would be a better Secretary of State than Tillerson because I'd be a man of peace. Last night I tweeted myself one line. Another war for oil. Saudis and Qatar and UAE using Tillerson Exxon to eliminate Assad to control oil into Europe. Sometimes things are as simple as they seem to be. Back in 1999, I had 78 or so agonizing days on the radio. Some of the worst days of my life were watching Bill Clinton with his fake war against Serbia. All the Democrats were for the war. Very few Republicans even knew what was going on. I saw what Bill Clinton had done. He tried to carve a way, and he succeeded at it, by the way. In a 78-day bombing mission against Serbia, Bill Clinton stole Kosovo from Serbia. In doing so, Bill Clinton blew up every bridge on the Danube River. Do you know that to this day there were no pictures published of what Bill Clinton has done to show you the government media complex, how evil it is? Not one picture was ever shown of the bombing of all the bridges on the Danube River by Bill Clinton. It was a government media complex cover-up then. It's a government media complex cover-up right now. What is going on is a repeat of history. Back in 1999, when Bill Clinton engaged in that war crime and Madeleine Albright engaged in that war crime, I was the only one in the radio opposing it. 78 days, the worst days of my life, watching innocent Serbs being blown up by the United States Air Force, which had repainted its airplanes I think it was UN markings, I don't know what they put on them, NATO markings, I believe, conducted an illegal war against Serbia for one reason, to steal Kosovo from Serbia, which had been part of Serbia since the 1300s, to steal Kosovo from Serbia in order to let the oil pipelines run through Kosovo to Europe. It's history repeating itself, in my opinion. Another war for oil. Saudis and the UAE using Tillerson and Exxon to eliminate Assad to control oil into Europe. At least that's how I see it. Now ask yourself why all the never-Trumpers, like the Weekly Standard, are jumping up for joy right now. Think about that. All the neocons and the pseudo-cons and the radlibs now support war. Do you have any idea what's going on? I do. I'm very clear on this. I would make a better Secretary of State than Rex Tillerson, and I'm not looking for the job, because I am a man of peace. I am not a man of war. There are many other things we're going to talk about today, but there's nothing more important than this. Many other things are happening, and they're going to get worse before they get better, because I don't think the president has anyone around him who's telling him the truth. I think that the lying propaganda faction has gotten around Donald Trump, and they're in control. I believe that the lying government media complex has seized all seats of power in this government, and I think they're misleading the president. Now, many of you will think that I'm being cynical when I say I supported Donald Trump, and I still support Donald Trump, and I still hope Donald Trump hears some aspect of my monologue today and some aspect of my shows of this day and the previous days, because we cannot permit this to go on. How in the world is this happening? Why did we vote for Donald Trump to have the Bush family running the world again? It looks to me like the Bush family is running the world again. WABC, John, you'll be the first up on this show today. What's on your mind? Come on, John, let's get on the radio. Okay, thank you. Jim, wake up, Jim. If this happens one more day, I'm going to break something in the studio. When I call you, go on the air. I can't take this. I don't have the patience for callers who put their babies on. WDRC, Bruce, line three, go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, what I'm looking at right now is Obama 2.0. Donald Trump has a Republican Congress, a Republican Senate. He was out there campaigning to repeal Obamacare. He was out there in the black churches saying, what the hell do you have to lose? He was out there saying, America first, jobs, 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 and none of this has happened. None of this has happened. What happened?
All right, well, then, well, it's getting worse rather than getting better. I read today that the list of sanctuary cities that was put out by the DHS with great fanfare 3 weeks ago has now been suspended. Did you hear about that one?
I did not, Dr. Savage. But what happened?
DHS, wait, let me read it to you from Stephen Deenan of the Washington Times, reported this morning that Homeland Security has suspended its new weekly sanctuary city report. DHS suspends sanctuary city list after just 3 weeks. What is that about?
I am so disappointed at this.
Here's the next one. Secretary of Education DeVos says, hello, illegals, don't worry. In-state tuition will still be yours. What's that about? Bruce, do you see what's going on? Do you see that when I ask the following... The wall, taxes, tariffs, deportations, Obamacare, guns, military strength, schools, abortion, religion. What will the new president do? Do we know what he's going to do since this turnabout on Russia and Syria? Do we know what he's going to do next on the wall? Is he going to build a wall? Will he reduce taxes? Will he impose tariffs on China and other countries? Will he continue the deportations? Will he repeal Obamacare? What will he do about guns? Are we so sure now that the liberal wing of the Republican Party has gotten control of the Trump presidency? Are we so sure that the liberals in the Republican Party are not going to come for our First and Second Amendments? Do we know that for any certainty anymore, Bruce?
Not. I feel like he has abandoned us, Dr. Savage. He has abandoned us.
I feel that Donald Trump needs to give... I personally am appealing to the president on this show right now. I'm actually begging him to make an appearance on this show to assure his base that he has not forgotten us. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. We'll be right back. This is the Savage Nation. All the never Trumpers, all the neocons, all the pseudo cons, all the rad libs are now jumping up and down supporting the fake war. A false flag event, in my opinion, from the get go. I laid out the case last Thursday. I don't know how many of you actually heard it. I don't know how many of you have logical faculties. I think most of you are simply knee-jerk responders. Missiles were launched, and you jumped up and down. You thought it was an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Missiles were launched, and you thought that was strength, not weakness. Other phonies in the media go and enlist in the military. All you frauds making millions of dollars a year telling people that war is good. You phonies! You phonies! Go enlist in the military yourself! You want Mrs. Smith's son to get his legs blown off in Syria now? So you can sit on your fat behind spewing hatred on the radio or on television? Selling a lie? Go and enlist in the military yourself, then I'll believe a word that you have to say. If I were alone on this, I wouldn't even be on the radio. I would have resigned by now. But I'm not alone. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, you'll be a man, my son. These are the days that test a man's character. And I'm being tested, by the way, in a way I've not been tested for many a long year. Lying propagandists are pushing the big lie that Russia was behind the gas attack. Now, can you please, for 1 minute, ask yourself, why would Russia do that? They have the power to bomb a city without using gas, which is a violation of every convention in the world. Why would Russia have done this? And yet idiots like Sean Spicer are getting up there with the lie, the government lie, that they knew it, they were behind it, they were winning the war. Wasn't it our goal to defeat ISIS? Now we're on the side of ISIS by defeating Assad? And you're cheering this? Didn't Donald Trump say he wanted to defeat ISIS? Now what, he's defeating the enemy of ISIS, supporting ISIS? You better think very carefully before you jump up and down and say this is a good thing. You are wrong. It's not a matter of whether I am right. It's a matter of what is right and what is the truth. That's all I can offer you, nothing else. When I come back, Pat Buchanan, let's see what he has to say.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Back to pumping gas, Mr. Tillerson. Your warmongering is destabilizing the world. That's my headline today. If I were alone, I would quit radio right now. If I actually thought I didn't know what I was talking about, I would quit radio today. And I'm not quitting radio today because I remember the words of Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, you'll be a man, my son. Some really smart people see what is going on. Not a lot. Only a few. These are the times that test a man's courage and his character. With us now is a man who knows the inside better than I do. He's been on the inside. He ran for the presidency. He writes one home run column after another, one home run book after another. Pat Buchanan joins us now on the Savage Nation. Pat, welcome back to the Savage Nation. It's been far too long.
Well, I'm delighted to be here, Michael.
You wrote a great article today on Buchanan.org. Is Trump enlisting in the war party? Can I turn the floor over to you and tell me what you tell us what you think is going on?
I think, Michael, what happened was that the president, whom I supported since he came down those stairs, I supported him as a nominee and as president. I think he acted rashly. I think he acted emotionally, ineffectively. And also unconstitutionally. Syria had not attacked us, does not want war with us, does not threaten us. And yet he attacked, according to what his son says, because Ivanka, his daughter, was appalled and disgusted and outraged by those pictures she saw of those babies. And that's understandable. But you don't change your entire foreign policy or your Middle East policy based on emotion. Also, there's a real possibility that this is a false flag operation. In other words, one, to bounce the Americans to change their policy and get into a war on the side of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and against President Assad. So, again, I just think it was a real mistake, and now we're in a box, Michael, for this reason.
You say that, Mr. Buchanan, you say that he's throbbing to the war drums of John McCain, Lindsey Graham. These are the men who were never Trumpers. They hated him. They attacked him. Now they're jumping up and down, as are crazy members of the media. Fareed Zakaria, who's hated Trump from the get-go, now loves Trump. You then say something intriguing in your article. You say many things, which is that, yeah, the gas attack was an atrocity, a war crime, and pictures of its tiny victims are heart-rending. But you remind us that 400,000 people have died in Syria's civil war, among them thousands of children and infants. Have they been killed by Assad's forces? Surely you're right, but also killed by U.S., Russian, Israeli, and Turkish planes and drones. And also killed by Kurds, Iranians, Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, U.S.-backed rebels, and Shiite militia. You then say that Assad is battling insurgents and jihadists who would slaughter his Alawite brethren and the Christians in Syria, just as though those Coptic Christians were massacred in Egypt on Palm Sunday. Why have we suddenly changed sides here, Mr. Buchanan?
I think, again, the president acted emotionally. I mean, his response, he's talking again, and you're correct in saying what happened to those babies was horrendous. But he repeated again and again, it was horrible, no child should die that way. I think he's reacted emotionally. In so doing, I think he's changed the policy, as you mentioned, to exactly what the people who have opposed him have desired. The McCainiacs in the Republican Party, the neoconservatives, the New World Order interventionists, the people that want to get us back into the wars in the Middle East. When Donald Trump is president of the United States, because he said he's going to extricate us from those wars, and he's going to focus on building up his own country. And now I think he's in a terrible box. Because now the Syrians are not going to back down, the Russians are not going to back down, and as they continue the battle against the rebels, the U.S.-backed rebels as well as ISIS and Al-Qaeda, people are going to be demanding that Trump follow up. McCain will be demanding it, they all will, and then he's going to have to do something or do nothing. And if he does something, we could be in the middle of a Syrian civil war that consumed a presidency that began, for a lot of people, with a great deal of hope.
Putin is reporting that the United States is preparing to bomb the Syrian capital with another set of gas attacks. What do you think about that news?
I don't think the United States, the president, we haven't heard much from him. We're hearing from Tillerson. He's saying one thing, we got to respond all over the world when people are molested and murdered. You get one point of view, another point of view from Nikki Haley up there who said Assad must go. The NSC advisor says he's not sure that Assad has to go. We've got to go back to focusing on ISIS and Al-Qaeda, which I agree with. I don't think the president's going to order the bombing of Damascus. But what I fear is that if something happens in response where there's sort of a defiance of the United States by the Syrians, Russians or Iranians or Hezbollah or anyone inside Syria, he could respond and escalate. And then we are in the war. And, Michael, the American people are not going to sustain a long war to determine who rules in Syria when you've got a war of all against all with about 10 parties in there fighting for various objectives they believe in far more deeply than any American believes that we ought to know who's or we ought to decide who runs Syria.
Pat, how come all of these people who claim to be conservatives are cheering for war? How is it the Weekly Standard crowd, for example, a group of very, very low intelligence individuals, in my estimation, who hated Trump from the get-go are now supporting Trump? Why do the Weekly Standard cowards want war with Russia? What is in it for them? Who do they represent?
I think many of them, quite frankly, missed the Cold War. I mean, during that Cold War, Michael, and you and I were raised during that, it was the great struggle for the future of mankind between the Soviet Empire and Bolshevism and the mm-hmm. winning of freedom. And we won that conflict. And at that point is where I sort of got off. I said, look, the Soviet Empire doesn't exist and the Soviet Union doesn't exist and communism is dead in Russia. And Russia has given up a third of the country to create 14 new countries. We're no longer at war with these people. They're no longer our enemies. And we ought to do our best to get along with them. And I don't know what it is about the neocons, but they have a... They just is something with regard to Russia that they cannot abide. I mean, every effort to reach out... And look, Putin is no saint. But every effort we make to reach out to him and to the Russians to avoid the kind of conflict that some good presidents avoided during 50 years of Cold War, every time we do it, they try to frustrate it and bring about its collapse. I mean, I don't understand. John McCain... He wants us to give weapons to Ukraine so they can retake the Crimean Peninsula, which they cannot do without a war they would lose, and go back into eastern Ukraine. When did eastern Ukraine, the Donbass, become a vital interest of the United States to justify a war with a nuclear-armed power that has as many bombs as we do?
Pat, you know, we're all students of history, those of us who are educated as you are. This has the eerie similarities to how World War I started, when superpowers were almost backed into confronting one another. There was no real necessity for the superpowers to confront one another, was there, in World War I, and yet it happened.
I wrote a book.
And all of a sudden, 100 years later, history seems to be repeating itself. Is there no way that sane minds can now reach the president? Pat, you know... people in high places. I really don't. I met the president once. I was honored to meet with him. I have no access to power. You may have access to people who know the power structure, and I don't. What would a man like Henry Kissinger, I know you're not a fan of his, what would he say about this behavior right now? Do you have any idea?
I think Henry Kissinger is a chess player. He would have looked at this strike on Syria and said, let's wait and let's investigate and let's make sure we've got the facts and let's get everybody on board on the Security Council and let's produce the, you know, have inspectors go in into those places where the gas is, and then we'll force Assad to make his case because we will have the goods on him. Secondly, he would never launch a strike like that without thinking through what is the second, third, and fourth step beyond this. Henry plays chess. But the people that did this, I think, just acted emotionally, precipitately, and rashly. And so, but I think that I believe Kissinger certainly does, because we were there. Henry and I worked together, and Henry was part of the architect of detente with Brezhnev's Russia. And what did Russia do just a 6 months before Nixon took office? Brezhnev sent Russian tank armies with Warsaw Pact armies into Prague, Czechoslovakia, to crush the Prague Spring, and we dealt with him because we had to.
You had
to deal with the folks that have all those weapons. Let me tell you a story, Michael. I was outside the White House. I grew up in Washington. I was outside the White House in 1959 when Khrushchev came by in an open convertible with Ike, 3 years after he had crushed the Hungarian Revolution. He crushed it in blood. 50,000 dead, thousands taken off to camps. Ike said, we've got to deal with this SOB because the two of us have the power to blow up the world. They've got the power to blow us up. And you have to deal with these folks. I don't know what it is that sits behind the thinking of these people like McCain and the others. We can't deal with Putin. He's a killer. He's this. He's that. My goodness, I've shaken hands with communists in China who had the blood of millions on their hands.
Pat, you, again, know the circles of power and diplomacy much better than I do. I'm simply an outsider looking in, a commentator who tries to use logic, scientific method, reason, and history. We see what's going on. It makes no sense to any of us. We see precipitous, absurd stupidity running American foreign policy. We did not vote for that. We voted for a pragmatic businessman who we thought would be a man of peace, not a man of war. We have a man of war now. Who is running him, though? Who got control of Donald Trump?
You know, that is an excellent question, because let me say this, sir. I think you're a realist in foreign policy. I've been called a neo-isolationist, but I consider myself much more of a realist. There are people that challenge and threaten the United States we have to deal with. I don't know why that Donald Trump did not reach out to folks like this, and I don't not know why generals like Tillis, and McMasters and the others who have experience and who know the disasters that were brought on us by these wars, recent wars, why they would take a step that could drag us into another war so swiftly and immediately based on admittedly a horrible atrocity, but one that was not perpetrated against us and the facts of which we did not know. But I don't know why, but what you hear is that, and you see that quote from Trump that I put in my column, I mean, he's obviously tremendously emotionally distraught, and he acted out of that thinking.
And so you're still of the opinion that it was a direct reaction to an emotional reaction to pictures of the dead children. It was not thought through.
I don't.
Okay, so Pat Buchanan will be with us another few minutes. Pat knows the inside. I know it from the outside. But we're both rationalists and pragmatists, and we both are men of peace, not of war. And we want to know how to reach President Trump. Remember, that's the purpose, Pat, of having you on the show. We're hoping, I am, that this interview reaches the president before it's too late. I want to ask you when we return what you think of the breach. I think it was the greatest breach of diplomatic protocol I've ever seen in my life. That while the China delegation was dining at Mar-a-Lago, the president launched these missiles. I've never seen anything like this. Again, never saw anything like it. I'll be back with Pat Buchanan right here on the Savage Nation. Please be here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We'll try to return with Pat Buchanan in a minute, but I have to talk about something that's important to all of us, which is a great night's sleep. Let's be clear, right? If you sleep well, you have a great day. Thank God I get a great night's sleep every night on my Casper mattress. I've told you about it before. I've told you that the Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that gives you all the support you need and guarantees that you get the best night's sleep ever. You see, it comes to you in a box that's so small you won't believe it holds a mattress. It's easy to get into your bedroom. I love that Casper lets you try the mattress for 100 nights in your own home. It's risk-free. And they'll even come pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine and refund you everything, no questions asked, from its breakthrough design to its packaging to letting you try it for 100 nights free. It's no wonder Casper was named one of Fast Company's 50 most innovative brands of 2017. And believe me, sleeping on a mattress is the only way to try it. It certainly beats lying on a mattress in a store for just a few minutes. So get a Casper and get a great night's sleep every night like I do. Go to Casper.com, use code SAVAGE for $50 towards the purchase of your great mattress. That's Casper.com, code SAVAGE. You're going to get $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Write it down, Casper.com/SAVAGE. Terms and conditions apply. Pat Buchanan, we're almost out of time. What would you like to leave the audience with? You and I seem to be almost the lone voices out there. There's not many of us to see what's really going on, are there?
No, they're not, but I will say this, Michael. I think that there are more second thoughts today than there were a couple of days ago, and by the end of this week, I think a lot of people will say, and this was not thought through, that it was a mistake, and we don't know where we are going exactly.
As for Pat, I've got to say this. You said words before that even in the heyday of the Cold War, we talked to some of the worst Soviets in history before reacting. What the hell are these people doing? They're not even willing to talk to Putin now. They made him into worse than Hitler. How did this suddenly happen overnight, Pat?
No, no. I mean, during the Cold War, these people were butchers. Truman's talking to Joe Stalin. Kennedy's talking to Khrushchev about the Cuban Missile Crisis. 6 months later, he's at American University saying, we got to deal with these people, we got to talk to them. And everybody hailed him for doing that.
Yes.
Since talking to Brezhnev, let me say this. I was in the White House talking to Ronald Reagan when I went in there in 85. And he said, Pat, I want to talk to these people, but they keep dying on me. Brezhnev, Chernenko, Andropov all died.
Well, Pat, let's hope that you and I don't die in our audiences, because it's all that they've got left. If we can keep our heads on all those around us are losing theirs and blaming on us, then we will still be the men that we were, Pat. Pat Buchanan, you're a great, great writer and a great patriot. Thanks so much for being with us on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Well, here we are in the Savage Nation. I just had Pat Buchanan on in hour number one, and I don't know how to follow my own act, as they say. But I think that the title of the show will be the same as the title of the last hour, which is, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, you'll be a man, my son. The world has gone insane. Now, you could say it's this one's fault or that one's fault or who's talking to the president. Ultimately, the buck stops there. He made that decision. No one forced him to authorize the use of force. But as we learned in the last hour, even during the height of the Cold War, with people far worse than Putin, presidents were more sober in their reactions to these monsters than the president of the United States is being today. They negotiated with them. They talked with them through back channels. They didn't act as though there were no consequences to their actions, which is why I called what Donald Trump did last week a military tweet. We cannot permit this kind of rashness without expecting terrible reactions in the world. Now, I can ask you what you think of this, and I will do so, and I invite you to call. But remember this. Do you want peace or do you want war? Have any of you actually thought through the action movie that you're watching? Do you think this is just a late-night movie? Do you think this is a bad Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, where when the missiles fly, you cheer the president, the fake president, the cartoon president, the president created by Hollywood? Is that what you want, just a fake president firing missiles and it makes you feel good? Is that what you voted for? Is that what you voted for? Is that when you voted for Donald Trump, did you want war with Russia? Wasn't it because he said he would make peace with Russia? Wasn't it Hillary who wanted war? Wasn't it the Democrats who were screaming for war with Russia? Wasn't it the Democrats who were saying Assad has to go? We have to now become on this. We have to become allies of ISIS, because that's what Hillary was saying. Remember who the number one enemy of ISIS is? It's the Syrian army. Assad, the evil, evil Assad. It's the Syrian army who has been killing the maniacs in ISIS. It's the Syrian army. It's the Kurds. It is the Iraqi army. They're the ones who have been beating ISIS back, of course, with the help of the Russian Air Force. Remember what was going on before the Russians entered the fray a few years ago? Was it a year ago now? Remember it was Obama's phony war against ISIS? Remember Obama never really attacked ISIS? Remember when I pointed out to you that ISIS had one long victory march after another with those long lines of Toyota trucks after they would take a city? And I said, why is the U.S. Air Force not blowing up that convoy? We couldn't understand why Obama wouldn't blow up the convoy of ISIS trucks. Well, the answer is, I think we've all figured it out, is because Obama wanted ISIS to win. Obama wanted regime change. Obama wanted Assad to go for the very same reasons that the war party now wants Assad to go. So did we vote for Obama? Did we vote for a continuation of Obama's policies? Or did we vote for an end to hostilities, the annihilation of ISIS, and the repatriation, by the way, of all Syrian refugees from around the world? That's what I would like to see. I would like to see peace in Syria. I would like to see every Syrian refugee return to Syria. That's right. You heard me. Have you talked about that? Do you want more Syrian refugees here in the United States of America? But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Peace, 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 not war, war, war. Who is making this decision is the question. I'm going to take some callers and let you run the show right now, and then I'll come back to me telling you what I think. John on WABC Line 3, what's on your mind?
Page 196, Scorched Earth, Dr. Savage's conversation with Bert. U.S. shipped gas over to Syria so that when it was used, it would enrage U.S. citizens to think Assad was worse than Hitler. Is it possible this happened again and the inexperienced Trump fell for it?
Wait a minute. Hold on now. I want to make certain you're really quoting my book. Was I alleging that gas was shipped by whom to whom?
That the U.S. shipped gas to rebels so that it, when it was used by Assad, it would make him look like as if he was worse than Hitler?
Right. That's a pretty well-known fact. It's been proven beyond a reasonable doubt that that is a fact, that it was the U.S. that supplied gas to the rebels who gassed their own people. That went on then, so why should we assume it's not going on now? So, I don't know, are you asking me a question or are you reminding me that it's the same thing all over again?
I'm reminding you that it could be the same thing all over again and that inexperienced Trump might have fell for it. Because he seems to think that Assad is worse than Hitler.
Let me ask you, did you vote for Donald Trump?
Yes.
So you're opposing his war actions right now, I guess. That's what you're calling about.
Yes, and then listening to Sean Spicer today, he talked about how he compared Assad basically to Hitler, which is almost...
Those are the exact words that Hillary Clinton used, which... is one of the main reasons that she went down in defeat. We knew she was a liar and a warmonger, and that she represented the war party. That's what we voted against, isn't it true?
Correct.
So, John, where do you think we should go from here? How do we stop the president from going down this insane road?
He needs to read Scorched Earth and Trump's War.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Yep. I don't know about reading the book. I don't know who's talking to the president. We have a new era right now. It's not the one that we voted for, is it? KSFO, Jim, Line 9, what do you think is going on?
Hey, Michael, I just want a war. I've been saying for years and years that we needed someone besides a politician in there because they've all become so closely aligned with each other, and they're almost the same, and I hope for the last 30 years to get a politician that didn't owe anybody anything. I voted for him. You helped me make that decision. I've listened to you for years and years. You told me years ago never to give up. And you and I talked once before. And I'm very, very disappointed right now. I really thought, I actually wanted to go work on the wall. I was going to go down and see if I could get a truck driving job. They said that there was going to be a brick laid in April. I haven't seen anything, no tax relief. Mm-hmm.
Well, according to President Goldman Sachs, there will be no wall.
You're absolutely right.
And I think the president is not Donald Trump. The president may be a man named Goldman Sachs.
Correct. Yes, and that's exactly what we voted against was this kind of
stuff. That's exactly right. So what, we were hoodwinked? We have war. We have no wall. We have no tax relief. What are we getting so far? What the hell is driving Trump in this direction? Who has hijacked the presidency? Who conducted this coup?
We all knew he wasn't a conservative, but we all knew that he was smart and a tremendous businessman.
That is correct. That's it. We knew he was not a social conservative, but we knew he was a pragmatic businessman. And we never thought that a pragmatic businessman would fall for the big lie that Russia would gas the Syrian people in order to provoke the world against them. How could a pragmatist ever believe that?
Yep. And I've watched him take out people out of his administration already that were going to be the direction we hope to go and put in people now that are right back in the same stinking mindset as before. The man I talked to you about years ago was me and ready to give up, and I'm there again, Michael, and I've listened to you for forever. And I just...
Well, I would tell you that these are days that try men's souls. I'm being tried in a way I've never been tried in the history of radio. Just when I thought it would be easier for me to continue in this business, these are the hardest days of my life, Jim. This is not an easy topic to talk about. It's not easy for me to criticize the president who I worked so hard to get elected. I'm doing this primarily because I hope the message reaches him. I was on the Alex Jones show this morning by telephone. I spoke with him, and he said he knows for a fact that the president listens to this show in replay late at night. I said, are you sure of that? He said, yes, I'm sure of it. I heard about it this weekend. And I designed almost the entire discussion with Alex Jones specifically for the president of the United States to hear before it is too late. North Korea says we'll nuke you. Putin is now on war footing. China's back is up. He's got three nuclear powers lined up against us, all in the period of 1 week. Does this sound like sense to you, Jim, or insanity?
I'm absolutely amazed that that would even be happening. That is the scariest thing in the world, to see these people turn on us like that.
Okay, let's start again. Russia, thermonuclear power. China, thermonuclear power. North Korea, nuclear power. He has now turned three nations against us all at once. At the same time, he has told us the military has been depleted under Barack Obama. Now, what does this indicate is liable to happen? Are we now the most powerful nation on the earth, number one? But number two, do we want to go to war with three nations at once? Is that what we elected the president to do? This sounds like I'm dreaming. I feel as though I've fallen asleep and awakened in a nightmare, and that I can't really be saying what I'm saying. If you were to say to me 1 week ago, last week, Tuesday, that I would wake up and I'd be on the radio saying that China, Russia, North Korea are on a war footing against the United States because of a blunder the president had made, I'd say, no, this is a nightmare from which we will all awaken. But worse than that are the people cheering him on. How does he not see that when he has madmen like John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Fareed Zakaria, the entire Weekly Standard Group, all of these never-Trumpers now love him? Does he not see what that tells him? We're appealing to the president of the United States to please, please come to his senses and negotiate with these people. Negotiate, negotiate, negotiate. When I wrote Trump's war, it was to stop all wars, not to start another war. That's what Trump's war is all about. It's really about peace. But now look at this. I asked this question right at the beginning. The wall, taxes, tariffs, deportations, Obamacare, guns, military strength, schools, abortion, religion. What will the new president do? I don't know. Do you know what he's going to do now? All of you deplorables out there who would have otherwise sat out the election, what do you think Donald Trump is going to do now on the wall, on taxes, tariffs, etc., and all the other subjects? This army of savage listeners was the deciding factor in electing Donald Trump. Never forget that he only won by 1 million votes. That's approximately 1 million votes. That's all he won by. Do you think he has lost 1 million votes or gained another 1 million votes with his precipitous action of last week? Well, it doesn't really matter to me whether he's won or lost, because I could care less. It really isn't about him. It's about security for the world. Do you think I care whether his popularity goes up or down? Well, I'd like it to go up if he does the things he promised and more people come to see the wisdom of these things. But I don't want to see his popularity go up because of a jingoistic attack based upon yellow journalism. Is this making America great again? Or is it making America hate again? I'll ask you when I return right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Yes, I'm skeptical because we have to take at a premium the cost of these wars, not only on the Syrian people and the people in the Middle East, but the cost of these wars here in the United States. Why should we just blindly follow this escalation of a counterproductive regime change war, sending American taxpayer dollars on these failed regime change wars that we've seen too often in Iraq, in Libya, and now continuing in Syria?
That's Tulsi Gabbard, Democrat from Hawaii, served two tours in Iraq. She knows more than, let us say, the neocons on television. She knows more than the geniuses at the Weekly Standard. And because she's against the war, they want to throw her out of the Democrat Party. KSFO, Angelo, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Mike, Trump didn't send ground troops to Syria. He acted. And it bought him a lot of political capital at a very important time in his presidency. And now he's got friends on the other side of the aisle that might help him when he needs it. And it also sent a message to our enemies that the U.S. follows through and we're going to...
So you like saber rattling. You think it's a good thing.
I think that...
So in other words, you like cartoons? You like watching cartoons? You like watching Schwarzenegger movies?
No, not exactly.
Is one of your favorite movie types fake war movies, where there are fake heroes with bandoliers around their neck and no one actually gets killed? I guess you like those kind of cartoons. North Korea will nuke you. Putin's now on a war footing. China's back is up. But you're concerned about Donald Trump's ratings. That's very good. That's really making America great again. That's really terrific. Very strategic decision. Very, very smart. Very statesmanlike on the highest possible level. This is really making America great again, isn't it? KKAT in Utah, Matthew, line 9, you're up on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Michael, I just wanted to tell you, I listened to you on Alex Jones this morning. And yes, Trump is probably listening to you, but he is not hearing you.
Where are you in Utah, by the way? What city are you in?
I live in Mapleton, Utah. I'm a truck driver. I'm all over Utah, though.
Well, do you think Trump did the right thing by launching that missile attack while the Chinese were visiting?
Heck no. Heck no, he didn't, because... You know, all that was a slap in the face to them. It was a disrespect to China. And I can see why China's moving 150,000 troops.
Right. And then you've got gullible people like the man who just called the show who said Trump's ratings went up. Do they really understand what actually did happen as opposed to what they're hearing on television?
Who, the people of the U.S. or the people that did this?
Well, Matthew, I'm going to send you a book to read in the truck stops, Trump's War. If a lounge lizard approaches you in one of the truck stops, you can certainly beat her over the head with it. I'm joking. That was meant to be a joke at a very bad time. Pardon me for the bad humor. There is no humor left in the world. All the humor has been sucked out of the balloon of America. These are very grim times. If you're laughing, you're a moron.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
What else are the rhinos doing to us? They got us into a war. They've turned China and Russia into belligerents virtually overnight. I guess there's some political reason for that from the GOP point of view. Good for the war profiteers. Good for the military-industrial complex. That helps senators, too. Even Democrat senators have husbands in the business of making things for the military, and they're salivating for a new war footing. So that's a bipartisan thing. I mean, when you look at these senators from California and you look at their husbands who are contractors and you see how much money they made over the Iraq war, the Afghanistan war, why would they want war to end? Well, that's why we voted for Trump. That's why they opposed Trump. Well, now they have nothing to worry about. Well, now we read that GOP leaders are dropping the border wall funds. That's right. You heard me. If you're driving a car or a truck, I didn't invent that. GOP leaders are dropping border wall funds, says report. This is in Breitbart by John Binder. Federal funding for one of Trump's premier policy proposals may be excluded from the House GOP's budget for fiscal 2017. So all the Democrats do not want the wall. And House Speaker Paul the Turncoat Ryan, in a statement to the Hill, concede that border wall funding would not be included in the GOP budget. Rep. Will Hurd, R. Texas, and Rep. Martha McSally, Rep. Republican Arizona, are the two Republican lawmakers, so-called, teaming with communists and the Democrats to stop the funding of the border wall, despite both representing districts that share a border with Mexico. They're opposing it. The shameful John Sicko McCain is teaming with the Democrats to stop the border wall, with Sicko McCain worrying more about the sentiment that Mexicans have towards America. The turncoat, McCain said there is a lot of anti-American sentiment in Mexico, McCain said during a Senate hearing with DHS Secretary John Kelly. McCain went on to say, if the election were held tomorrow in Mexico, you probably have a left-wing anti-American president in Mexico. That can't be good for America. So McCain is again showing his true color, which is red. And, of course, leading immigration groups like the FAIR say Trump's border wall is a necessity in the fight against illegal immigration, which has destroyed America for decades. Everybody knows the wall is why Trump was elected. Everybody knows that besides helping stem the tide of illegal immigrants, not only from Mexico but from around the world, a wall would limit the ability of drug cartels, human traffickers, terrorists, and other national security threats to get into the United States from Mexico and the rest of Central South America. We all know that. It's one of the reasons I work so hard to have you go out and vote for Donald Trump, is the wall, the wall, the wall. Remember he just said a few weeks ago at a rally, the wall will be built. Didn't he give us a big speech at a stadium a few weeks ago, the wall will be built? I felt very good about that. I think Donald Trump needs to give another speech, like immediately, and I think Donald Trump needs to come on the radio again and talk to the deplorables who voted for him and tell us he will build a wall. Let's put the war aside for a minute. Let's stick to domestic. Where's the wall? Why is he backtracking on the wall? Well, there's only one answer for that, because rhinos and the new president of the United States, who apparently is a man named Goldman Sachs. Hello, President Goldman Sachs. How are you today? I hope you're doing well, Mr. Sachs. Goldman, can I speak to you for one moment privately? You didn't run to be the president of the United States, and yet Goldman Sachs, Mr. Goldman Sachs, is running the country right now. Now, you have to ask yourself, why would a large investment bank like Goldman Sachs want open borders? You even have to ask the question. It's good for business. What do you mean it's good for business? What business? I don't know. They're in a lot of different businesses. We don't even know some of the businesses they may be in. We know some of the businesses that they are in, but we don't know all of the businesses that they are in. We do know that they don't want any borders between the United States and Mexico because it's good for business to have an open border. Apparently, there's a lot of money to be made off the illegal alien trade. Look at the Lutheran Family Services business, how it's boomed. Look at the Catholic Family Services business, how it's boomed. Do you think the Catholic Church wants a border with Mexico? Do you think the Pope wants a border, a wall with Mexico? Do you think that any of the major religions want a wall with Mexico? No, it's a very powerful thing, this idea of a wall, because it may actually make us America again. How many times have I told you, and how many times will I tell you until you finally get it, that even a simple plant cell has a cell wall? Every animal cell has a cell membrane. The definition of a simple cell is that it's defined by a cell wall or a cell membrane. A border is our equivalent of a cell wall. Without a border, a cell ceases to exist. If you want to destroy a simple plant cell under a microscope, you puncture it, and all of the fluid leaks out of the cell, and the cell no longer has any shape whatsoever. It ceases to exist. You may remember that from high school biology, unless you went to the Rush Limbaugh School of Broadcasting. You probably you probably took high school biology, unless you became a broadcaster. I'm not sure. But even broadcasters may have studied that, and they learned that when you puncture a cell wall, the fluid leaks out of the cell, right? So what does it have to do with the cell wall called the border wall? It means that we elected Donald Trump on a number of different issues. The number one issue was the wall with Mexico. One drain, I don't know which one. What would you say the number one thing was? Build a wall, build a wall, build a wall, build a wall. Whatever happened to his idea that he was going to ban Muslims? That got dropped too. It's not good for President Goldman Sachs. Which is another conundrum to think about. Why are more Muslims good for Goldman Sachs? What do they do to contribute to this society, all these Muslims coming in from Syria, for example? Speaking of Syria, why do we want more unvetted Muslims when we see what kind of attacks are going on around the world? Are we crazy? Are we totally and absolutely insane? Didn't Donald Trump say he would not permit any more Muslims to come into America until we can figure this thing out? Whatever happened to that? I guess it went up with smoke along with peace. Along with the border wall. And what about taxes? Where'd that go? Don't know. Maybe it'll come tomorrow. We'll have to see what President Goldman Sachs has to say about taxes. Now, why would President Goldman Sachs not want lower taxes? It bewilders me. I would think that President Goldman Sachs would want to lower taxes to encourage businesses to grow. But then again, I'm not an investment banker. I don't think the way Gary Cohn thinks. Gary Cohn is the smartest man on the planet. He's a lifetime liberal Democrat from Manhattan. He's now probably one of the most influential men in the world. How did that happen? Did you vote for Gary Cohn? When Donald Trump was running, did you know that Gary Cohn would be advising him? Never heard of him, right? How did this establishment lifetime Democrat suddenly inveigle his way into the inner circle and run the country? I don't know. Ask yourself the question. I don't have the answer. Is this making America great again or making America nothing again? So, my friends, now I want to do something else for you. I was on the Alex Jones Show this morning. I want to excerpt a few minutes from it for your listening pleasure right now on the Savage Nation.
Who is supporting this? The worst people on the planet are saluting Trump. Fareed Zakaria, Mr. Crazy Eyes. Lindsey Graham, the weirdest man in the history of the Senate. John McCain, the psycho, when he speaks, you could see insanity. They're all saluting Donald Trump. These are the people we hated before the election. These are the people we rejected during the election. Now they're on Trump's side, along with the crypto-pseudo-conservatives in the radio business who hold themselves up as great conservatives who are screaming for war. If you can keep your head while all those around you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, then you'll be a man, my son. One of the greatest lines ever written, something I've carried with me since I'm 18 years old. If you can keep your head and all those around you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, then you'll be a man, my son. Alex, we are being tested like we have never been tested before. I don't know how we come out of this, because I don't know if Donald Trump is listening to a word anyone is saying to him other than this inner cadre around him. Somebody has turned him. Now, let's look at the big picture. In the period of only 1 week, because of a few propaganda photos of a terrible tragedy conducted by we don't know whom, the president has now launched wars and threatened wars against three nations, China, Russia, North Korea. For a smart man, why would he conduct these absurd limp-wristed missile strikes while the Chinese guests are sitting with him at Mar-a-Lago? Does anyone not understand protocol? Do they not understand diplomacy? Do they understand that's probably one of the greatest breaches of diplomacy I've ever seen in my lifetime? This was like saying to the Chinese, hello, small, stupid men with shiny heads. Are you enjoying my meal? Well, F you, because I've just launched missiles. Now what do you have to say about it? What kind of presidency is this?
I will agree. It's very, very, very provocative. The point is that he does listen to you. I got a phone call this weekend from somebody. I'll just leave it at that. He is listening to you, so speak directly to the president. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Well, hello, President Trump. You said I should live another 25 years when you put your arm around me at Mar-a-Lago. I hope you mean it, because I can use another 25 minutes the way I feel. My feeling is this. Tillerson is misleading you. I have no idea why people don't see through that man. It seems to me that it's so plain that you don't have to be a genius to see what happened here. does ExxonMobil gain if they cut Syria out of the gas lines that are running out of the Middle East to Europe? What does ExxonMobil gain by that, Alex? That's the whole story in a nutshell. It's another war for oil. It's all over again. It's the same thing as 1999. Remember when Bill Clinton was mercilessly bombing the Serbian people?
Yes. For the Muslims.
I wrote an article. In 1999, the oily tracks run through Kosovo. It was a little-noticed article. My heart was broken because Bill Clinton engaged in 78 of the worst days of my life until now, where Bill Clinton mercilessly bombed Serbia. He blew up hospitals. He blew up train stations. He blew up every bridge on the Danube River for one reason, and that was to steal Kosovo from the Serbs to permit an oil pipeline to run through Kosovo. What's even worse about that story is the same exact elements that are now on the side of war were on the side of war then. And the same sane people and rational people who cared for the stability of the earth, for the stability of their families, were against that insane act by Bill Clinton. I have not changed my position. It's the same exact thing. We cannot let crazed businessmen who put their bottom line ahead of the survival of the planet, and I'm talking about Rex Tillerson, to rule this nation. Did you vote for Rex Tillerson? Did you ever hear of that pro-Magnon? Who ever heard of that throwback? Where did he come from? Where the hell did that throwback come from? That lowbrow looks like he crawled out of a pit somewhere. We can say all the things we want. I did not elect him to the presidency. I didn't kill myself for a year. I have total faith in Donald Trump. And I'll repeat right now what I said to him. I would do anything for that man. I have total faith in him. But I don't understand how he cannot see through all the president's men. They're misleading him. They're taking him down a road he cannot come back.
Absolutely. That's what my...
Alex, if he loses you and he loses me, tell me what happens next. Lindsey Graham, one of the most twisted sisters in the history of the Senate, a totally twisted Nancy, is now encouraged by the Trump administration. John McCain, who looks like what he is, a totally sad, broken man, walking around like the puppet of the defense establishment. Again, you don't have to be a genius to add up the pieces. All of the never-Trumpers, the Weekly Standard crowd, all the never-Trumpers are now saluting him. How is that possible? How did this happen? Who was advising our great president? I killed myself. I sacrificed my career to help the people go up, to help motivate the people who were nice. See, here's the thing is, I got people who sat out elections to go out and vote for him.
I agree.
That's the whole point, and so did you. These are the people who gave up on the system a long time ago. We saw an outsider. Why did I push so hard for Donald Trump? I defined it in one of my books by saying, life with Trump, death with Clinton.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Look, I want to tell you something about health. My mother always said, and she was right, that you are what you eat, and you know she was right. But really, do we know what's healthy anymore? Well, there's something that is pretty good, and that's Super Beets. I've been talking about it for a while. It's a circulation superfood. Just a glass a day helps give you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. Now, why is this important to you? It's all about healthy blood flow. If you're over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency around energy, stamina, and even maintaining healthy blood pressure. That's a given. But if you drink good-for-you superfoods, you're going to help your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system and boost your stamina and energy at the core level. Professional and college athletes trust Super Beets to help them be their best, and you should also. So please do something good for yourself today. Go to SavageLovesBeets.com. Try Super Beets for yourself, and right now you can get an additional 30-day supply of Super Beets for no additional cost. simply by placing your first order, which includes free shipping. Simple. Go to SavageLovesBeats.com, SavageLovesBeats.com, or call 1-800-481-0504. Write it down. That's 1-800-481-0504. Bill on WGDJ Radio up in Albany, I believe. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind, Bill?
Hello. I'm completely disheartened by Trump's new bombing campaign in Syria. I've been telling my friends and everyone that Trump was a warmonger, that no, he's going to be the first president in a long time that's not going to start these dumb wars over.
Wait. Did you vote for Hillary?
No, I did not. Absolutely not. I voted
for... Who did you vote for?
Donald Trump.
Okay. But you're shocked that he's turned around on this is the point.
Absolutely. The whole time he's talking about how we're going to be allies with Russia against ISIS, who's really the real enemy. And now...
Right. We don't understand... Look, Bill, you're not alone. Just understand, no matter what propaganda you may be hearing, you are right now in the minority. But it's changing. As people start to see through the fog of lies, they're starting to turn around on this, and they realize it's a false flag event, and that this is the most dangerous possible situation that we have been put in. I'm sending you a copy of Trump's War. Thanks for listening. This is the Savage Nation. More when I return right here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
This is the Savage Nation. All the never Trumpers, all the neocons, all the pseudo cons, all the rad libs are now jumping up and down supporting the fake war. A false flag event, in my opinion, from the get go. I laid out the case last Thursday. I don't know how many of you actually heard it. I don't know how many of you have logical faculties. I think most of you are simply knee jerk responders. Missiles were launched and you jumped up and down. You thought it was an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Missiles were launched and you thought that was strength, not weakness. Missiles launched and you're jumping up and down for war. Why don't you go enlist? Why don't all you loudmouth phonies in the media go and enlist in the military? All you frauds making millions of dollars a year telling people that war is good. You phonies! You phonies! Go enlist in the military yourself. You want Mrs. Smith's son to get his legs blown off in Syria now so you can sit on your fat behind spewing hatred on the radio or on television? Selling a lie? Go and enlist in the military yourself, then I'll believe a word that you have to say. If I were alone on this, I wouldn't even be on the radio. I would have resigned by now. But I'm not alone. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, you'll be a man, my son. These are the days that test a man's character. And I'm being tested, by the way, in a way I've not been tested for many a long year. Lying propagandists are pushing the big lie that Russia was behind the gas attack. Now, can you please, for 1 minute, ask yourself, why would Russia do that? They have the power to bomb a city without using gas, which is a violation of every convention in the world. Why would Russia have done this? And yet idiots like Sean Spicer are getting up there with the lie, the government lie, that they knew it. They were behind it. They were winning the war. Wasn't it our goal to defeat ISIS? Now we're on the side of ISIS by defeating Assad. And you're cheering this? Didn't Donald Trump say he wanted to defeat ISIS? Now what, he's defeating the enemy of ISIS, supporting ISIS? You better think very carefully before you jump up and down and say this is a good thing. You are wrong. It's not a matter of whether I am right. It's a matter of what is right and what is the truth. That's all I can offer you, nothing else. I worked for Donald Trump's election because I said life with Trump, death with Clinton. She was the one, after all, who was screaming that Putin was Hitler. She was the one who was saying Russia was the enemy when Russia was our ally, our natural ally in the war against ISIS. Even Donald Trump said that over and over and over again on the campaign trail. That is why I staked my career on trying to get him elected. And he is elected. All of a sudden, we wake up in a short period of time, the war drums are being beaten. So you have to ask yourself, you know, you can tell a man by his friends. Who are the friends all of a sudden of Donald Trump? Why, they were his enemies of last week. Fareed Zakarias saluting him? The liberals are now saluting him? So who's doing this? Who is doing this to Donald Trump, who is threatening war with Russia, North Korea, China? Who is doing this? Well, I don't think it's that complicated. Actually, when you look at it, it's not that complicated. I have a headline on my website, michaelsavage.com. It says, go back to pumping gas, Mr. Tillerson. Your warmongering is destabilizing the world. Who is this Neanderthal Tillerson? Did we even hear of him during the election? Who ever heard of him? Where did this large, lumbering man come from? He ran the largest oil and gas company in the world, and we all learned, I guess, during the Iraq War, that there were wars fought for natural resources. Liberals screamed it was war for oil. Many conservatives said they were lying. They were right. We were wrong. The warmongers created the myth of weapons of mass destruction. Only Sean Hannity believed it, I guess, at the time. I think he still does. I think many in the radio business built their careers on the lie of weapons of mass destruction. But there were no weapons of mass destruction. How many men lost their lives in Iraq because of that big lie? How many men came home without legs? How many times has your heart been broken by the image of veterans coming back without legs, without arms, shot to pieces, blown up by IMDs or IEDs, whatever they call them? How many? Do you know? Can you count them? And now you want another war now? Where? Where do you want it? In Syria? Is that where you want Mrs. Jones' son to go to lose his legs or his life? The Manhattan liberals are not going to send their sons to war, are they? No, they're going to bleed with happiness. The Manhattan liberals are going to make a fortune upon a fortune's fortune. Why, even Democrat senators' husbands, who are in the business of making weapons of mass destruction themselves, are going to make a fortune this time. I can guarantee you they're making money right now on government contracts to supply the military. No, my friends, our biggest threats are not Assad. Our biggest threats are open borders. What has he done about that, Little? ISIS, what has he done about that? He's just strengthened them. Iran, what has he done about that? Nothing. North Korea, the 500-pound gorilla, what has he done about him? Nothing. So if Mr. Trump really concerns himself with national security interests, I think he really ought to focus on North Korea, Iran, ISIS, and open borders. Not on an abandoned airfield. You see, the real targets of Trump's strike were not even clear to most of you. You don't see. I mean, you're looking at the shadows on the wall. Plato wrote about the shadows on the wall of the cave. In other words, I said it yesterday, is that most people don't really see the play actors. They don't see anything but the shadows on the wall. But the real actors are doing something else. The real targets of Trump's Tomahawk strike were his domestic enemies. That's right. That's what it was. It's just a symbolic, by the way, attack that is done by all presidents when they get into trouble. Presidents facing domestic political troubles always go to a Tomahawk cruise missile strike, and they have almost no significant military effect whatsoever. Write that down. I mean, what do you actually do with this? How many airplanes did Syria really lose? Do we know? We heard of a few planes, and the airfield's now in shambles. I guarantee you within a week the airfield will be repaved. And whatever planes we blew up, whatever the MiGs were, Russia will fly in a bunch of new ones. So what's the long-term effect of this? It's to send a message to who? To his liberal critics. To send a message to his domestic critics. They're all on his side now. The peace lovers. All the peace lovers love war. Isn't that odd? The real targets were his domestic enemies. You know who they are, don't you? Now McCain loves him. Lindsey, the strange one, McCain, whatever his name, Lindsey Graham loves him. domestic liberal opponents who hate Trump are the ones that were now placated. Those who hate Putin for reasons we can never understand are now placated. So, yeah, we all know that this was a terrible thing to do to innocent children. It was an abominable attack to innocents and children. But as I said, number one, we don't know who launched it until there's an investigation of the gas that was used, the tissue samples, rather. I'll say it again because it's not that hard to follow. What you have to do to determine the chemical warfare agent that is used is simply get soil and plant samples and tissue samples to determine the chemical used. You do an autopsy, and then you have to compare the tissue samples of the dead with the chemical composition of Assad's destroyed weapons. And let's follow the evidence. The president says he knows definitively that Assad did it. Where did he get the information from? He got it from Turkey. Now, Turkey, of course, you have to understand where Turkey's at with this. Turkey is not our ally. So we're getting drawn into a quagmire again. All of a sudden, the liberal hawks who are screaming for a war with Russia are thrilled. All the liberal hawks, all the chicken hawks who are screaming for war with Russia are thrilled to death today. New York Senator Charles Bigfoot Schumer said it's the right thing to do. John McCain, the psychopath, Lindsey Graham, the switcher, called this a great thing. Building on tonight's credible first step, said Lindsey the crazy, we must finally learn the lessons of history and ensure that tactical success leads to strategic progress. Adam Schiff, the snake, Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff, the darling of the resistance, went on MSNBC and said he supported the bombing. And he wants more of it. Are you listening to me? Are you following this? All of you who are sitting here cheering, you know which side you're now on? Trump's bombing, now you're supporting that? Well, now you're on the side of John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and the liberal press. So where does that put you? Forget the congressional authorization argument, because they don't need congressional authorization. As commander-in-chief, he can virtually do what he wants. This is akin to Iraq's fake WMD story. Remember how Bush lied about that? And how those in the conservative so-called radio media saluted Bush for stopping the spread of WMDs? Remember for years, some in radio went on and on and on about it? Well, I don't ever forget it. So, as again, I have to reiterate something I said to you. From a personal and Machiavellian point of view, I shouldn't be telling you any of this. I should simply be cheering the president and saying, right on, great job. Because then I would get access to the president and my, you know, the things that I really want from him. And there's only one thing I really want from him, which is to have my name removed from that despicable Banned in Britain list. It's over. It's never going to happen. He will never forgive me for this. I'm pretty sure of that. Actually, he should thank me for this, for being the loyal opposition, because he has no critics within his own circle. There's no one there. There's nobody left. There's nobody in the inner circle, not there. They're all yes men. But worse than the yes men are the warmongers. Far worse than the yes men is the military-industrial complex. And they're now running the country. The very same elements that we feared would come to power if Hillary had won are now running his foreign policy. Now, on other shows, I said he's already made good on some essential promises, and he has. The First Amendment will be safe under Trump. I hope. No matter what else he does or doesn't do, Donald Trump is never going to attack the internet and talk radio. So that's good. I said the Second Amendment is safe. Trump administration is never going to touch your guns. I mean, he just got Gorsuch in, which is a huge deal. And by appointing Gorsuch and the next two judges to the Supreme Court, Trump may very well save the Second Amendment for the next 40 years. That's really great. But my friends, on page 5 of Trump's war, I was wrong in my suspicion. I said, perhaps most importantly, we're not going to be at war with Russia. As I said in my last book, Scorched Earth, it's life under Trump, death under Clinton. I wrote that President Trump is going to repair our relationship with Russia in a way Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama's community destroyers like Secretary of State John Kerry could never achieve. Well, I was wrong. The liberal media wanted war with Russia because it sells newspapers. Never forget that. Old News Corp is very happy. Their stock just went up. O'Reilly's ads went from 20 per show to about 5 per show. So they need to boost revenue somehow. There's nothing better for the Hearst of our time to sell newspapers and sell television shows than to have a nice hot war. A lot of eyes will be on the screen. So Trump won the election. And I said it's our job to make sure he does what we sent him to Washington to do, which is drain the swamp. Well, my friends, it looks like he just got engulfed in the swamp of Foggy Bottom. It looks like he just slipped into the old swamp. So it's our job to remind him why we went to the polls to vote for him. Forget the second campaign. I'm so not interested in whether he runs a second time right now. I don't care. Because the evil forces that are trying to destroy him from within are now prevalent. That's what I see. He has a war in his hands, not with foreign nations so much, but with the evil forces trying to destroy him from within. Page 251 of the most prescient book ever written on this subject. I wrote this: the deep state will use all means at its disposal to undermine him and protect the globalist empire they built under Democrat and Rhino administrations going back decades. Michael Savage wrote, we're going to have to stand by Trump against them if we're going to reclaim this nation and its government. Those are eerily true words. And now the question is, and the question becomes, what do we do now? What do we do now that Donald Trump has been sucked in by these forces? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. So is this what you wanted? Is this what you voted for? It's not what I voted for. I voted for Donald Trump, a man of peace, not Donald Trump, a man of war. So who's on my side? Well, some pretty smart people. Some of them you know and some of them you don't know. Let's start with some that you know. Pat Buchanan. I don't think Pat's been inconsistent in his entire life. He wrote a great article today, as Trump enlisting in the war party. Who else sees it the way I do? Well, there's a great representative, a Democrat named Tulsi Gabbard, Democrat Hawaii. She said we need to learn from Iraq. Guess what she's facing as a result of saying that? She's facing an attempt by her own party to throw her out of her seat because she does not want war. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, D. Hawaii, is not an ordinary congresswoman. She's a major in the Hawaii Army National Guard. She served 2 tours in Iraq. And yet she's highly critical of Trump's decision last Thursday to launch 59 missiles at a Syrian airfield. So Gabbard's position has led to an outcry from establishment Democrats, including the lunatic Howard Dean, who want her thrown out of Congress. That's right. The maniac Howard Dean, the screaming Howard Dean, is screaming she should be thrown out of Congress because she wants peace, not war. So pay close attention to who's for the war and who's against the war before you make a decision. Many of you in the peanut gallery don't know what to think. Many of you in the peanut gallery are drugged. You're on antidepressants. You're on one medication or another. You're on legal or illegal substances. You don't know what the hell is going on. But you watch movies. And so, therefore, if you watch Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, another fake action hero, you like to see missiles flying. You think it's just a video game. You don't realize that people die when missiles fly. It's a good line, isn't it? It has iambic pentameter. People die when missiles fly. You want more of them to fly? I want less of them to fly. I want more diplomacy and less warfare. As I am speaking, probably in the background here off the coast of San Francisco, can you hear the jet boom? Did it come through the microphone? I opened the doors and windows. I only heard those before the Iraq war. That's probably our Air National Guard on high alert. Should I say I'm glad they're on high alert? Is that what I voted for? Is that what I worked so hard for war, not for peace?
Savage.
All the never Trumpers. and the neocons and the pseudocons and the radlibs are now jumping up and down for war. Can you understand what has happened to the world we are living in? I have another question for you. Where are the seasoned diplomats in all of this insanity? I haven't seen any come out and say a word. Where are the elder statesmen of America? Where do they stand on this situation? Where, for example, does Henry Kissinger stand on this? Where? I don't know. How come he hasn't said a word? He often is heard saying things and writing things. Where is Henry Kissinger on this issue right now? He was an expert on China. Would he have approved of this action? Especially while the China delegation was sitting at dinner with Donald Trump? Do you have any idea what a breach of protocol that was? Let me repeat it. I would make a better Secretary of State than Henry Tillerson. I'll say that again, and I'm not looking for the job. I, Michael Savage, would be a better Secretary of State than this Tillerson character, because I have nothing in it for me. I'm not looking to gain anything from my oil company. I'm not looking to sell anything. I'm not looking to buy anything. I would be a better Secretary of State than Tillerson because I'd be a man of peace. Last night I tweeted myself one line. Another war for oil. Saudis and Qatar and UAE using Tillerson Exxon to eliminate Assad to control oil into Europe. Sometimes things are as simple as they seem to be. Back in 1999, I had 78 or so agonizing days on the radio. Some of the worst days of my life were watching Bill Clinton with his fake war against Serbia. All the Democrats were for the war. Very few Republicans even knew what was going on. I saw what Bill Clinton had done. He tried to carve a way, and he succeeded at it, by the way. In a 78-day bombing mission against Serbia, Bill Clinton stole Kosovo from Serbia. In doing so, Bill Clinton blew up every bridge on the Danube River. Do you know that to this day there were no pictures published of what Bill Clinton has done to show you the government media complex, how evil it is? Not one picture was ever shown of the bombing of all the bridges on the Danube River by Bill Clinton. It was a government media complex cover-up then. It's a government media complex cover-up right now. What is going on is a repeat of history. Back in 1999, when Bill Clinton engaged in that war crime and Madeleine Albright engaged in that war crime, I was the only one in the radio opposing it. 78 days, the worst days of my life, watching innocent Serbs being blown up by the United States Air Force, which had repainted its airplanes with I think it was UN markings. I don't know what they put on them. NATO markings, I believe. Conducted an illegal war against Serbia for one reason. To steal Kosovo from Serbia, which had been part of Serbia since the 1300s, to steal Kosovo from Serbia in order to let the oil pipelines run through Kosovo to Europe. It's history repeating itself, in my opinion. Another war for oil. Saudis and the UAE using Tillerson and Exxon to eliminate Assad to control oil into Europe. At least that's how I see it. Now ask yourself why all the never-Trumpers, like the Weekly Standard, are jumping up for joy right now. Think about that. All the neocons and the pseudocons and the radlibs now support war. Do you have any idea what's going on? I do. I'm very clear on this. I would make a better Secretary of State than Rex Tillerson, and I'm not looking for the job, because I am a man of peace. I am not a man of war. Many other things are happening, and they're going to get worse before they get better, because I don't think the president has anyone around him who's telling him the truth. I think that the lying propaganda faction has gotten around Donald Trump and they're in control. I believe that the lying government media complex has seized all seats of power in this government. And I think they're misleading the president. Now, many of you will think that I'm being cynical when I say I supported Donald Trump and I still support Donald Trump. And I still hope Donald Trump hears some aspect of my monologue today and some aspect of my shows of this day and the previous days, because we cannot permit this to go on. How in the world is this happening? Why did we vote for Donald Trump to have the Bush family running the world again? It looks to me like the Bush family is running the world again. Remember what was going on before the Russians entered the fray a few years ago? Was it a year ago now? Remember it was Obama's phony war against ISIS? Remember Obama never really attacked ISIS? Remember when I pointed out to you that ISIS had one long victory march after another with those long lines of Toyota trucks after they would take a city. And I said, why is the U.S. Air Force not blowing up that convoy? We couldn't understand why Obama wouldn't blow up the convoy of ISIS trucks. Well, the answer is, I think we've all figured it out, is because Obama wanted ISIS to win. Obama wanted regime change. Obama wanted Assad to go for the very same reasons, the very same reasons that the war party now wants Assad to go. So did we vote for Obama? Did we vote for a continuation of Obama's policies? Or did we vote for an end to hostilities, the annihilation of ISIS, and the repatriation, by the way, of all Syrian refugees from around the world? That's what I would like to see. I would like to see peace in Syria. I would like to see every Syrian refugee return to Syria. That's right. You heard me. Have you talked about that? Do you want more Syrian refugees here in the United States of America? But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Peace, 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 not war, war, war. Who is making this decision is the question. This was a complete false flag event. And I'll give you some evidence, and you decide for yourself whether this thing is a fake or not. First of all, let's start from the beginning. Was this a strategic move that had the approval of Congress, approval of the UN? Were any U.S. interests threatened by Assad? Assad was fighting ISIS, for God's sakes. He had ISIS on the run with the help of Russia. What happened? Who just won? Why, we just helped ISIS. Isn't that what McCain and Lindsey Graham are celebrating? So we've just turned 180 degrees. Bannon was out, Kushner was in, and all of a sudden the strike was launched. This was a military tweet by Donald Trump. Has he thought about what the next tweet might be? He better, because there's got to be another one very soon. I mean, really, what did he do militarily? It was actually a weak strike when you think about it. If he really wanted to take out Assad, wouldn't he have struck Damascus and killed Assad with a heavier weapon? I mean, think about this. This was a limp-wristed attack in order to gain the attention of the fools in the media and the fools amongst the so-called Republican voters who think this was a real great military action. But I want to go back to my primary case against, one, that Assad did it, because I believe there's no evidence that he did, nor would it make sense for him to have done it. And number two, this is not a sarin gas attack, as the morons in the media are reporting. What do they know? What do they know? These are college dropouts who majored in journalism or poli-sci, who don't even know the difference between sarin and phosgene. Now, they'll be looking it up now for MSNBC, so the freak on MSNBC can sound smart. But listen, freako, there's a big difference between sarin and phosgene. What you saw there with the poor children choking was a choking agent, not a nerve agent. If it had been a nerve agent, the first responders would have reacted. They all would have died, as a matter of fact. So it can't be a nerve agent. The West jumped to a conclusion before there was any investigation. By the way, folks, no independent person can access the site right now. So any analysis has to be done from somewhere else. Who is in the chain of custody of soil and plant samples that will be needed to determine which chemical was used? And by the way, Turkey claims to have done an autopsy of three victims and said that there were chemical warfare agents used. Really? And they concluded it was Assad? By the way, there's no autopsy on earth that can tell you that it was sarin gas. You have to compare tissue samples of the deceased with the chemical composition of Assad's destroyed weapons. I know that's a lot for you to follow, all you geniuses in the media. But in order to do a proper autopsy, you have to compare tissue samples of the deceased with the chemical composition of Assad's destroyed weapons. Where might that lead? So, my friends, I presented you the initial arguments on the following issue. One, my position is that it was not Assad who gassed his own people. And number two, it was not sarin gas. It was some kind of chlorine-based gas, such as phosgene, which is a choking agent. This was another aspirin factory attack like Bill Clinton. It's a posturing. Now, in the short term, Trump will win enormously. It was a very smart move from a purely Machiavellian political point of view, not from a geopolitical strategic point of view. Write it down. A lot of words. A lot of syllables. In the short term, Trump's rating popularity goes through the roof because the idiots out there like you all of the goose steppers. Oh, he's a great president. Well, you know, because presidents, I told you, when they're in trouble, when their back's against the wall, they usually go to war. Little wars, not big wars. No one wants a big war. Little wars where no one gets hurt. So right away, his popularity will go from like 30-something to 50-something, if not higher. That's number one. Number two, it completely neutralized all of the critics who said he was in cahoots with Russia. So he neutralized that. So from a Machiavellian personal point of view, this was a very smart move. From a geopolitical point of view, it was the stupidest thing he ever could have done. That's it. That's my whole statement. Can I go home now? So who got to him? It's very simple who got to him. I don't think you have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure this out. There was an internal power struggle. Steve Bannon versus the son-in-law. Son-in-law is a New York Manhattan liberal. The Manhattan liberals won. The conservatives are out. Period. End of story. Any other questions? I'll give it to you real simple now. Liberals in, conservatives out. New World Order in, nationalism out. Any other questions? Let me see one brick on the wall. When is the wall starting? When are the tax deductions starting? When are the factories going to be rebuilt? When are the roads going to be fixed? When are the bridges going to be fixed? When are the tunnels going to be fixed? Answer these questions? I'd like to hear the answers. So we saw the military tweet, not a strategic move. Did the president think about what follows from this tweet of the 59 Tomahawks? Or is it just like his tweets in the morning, in the middle of the night? How is this an America First decision to engage ourselves in a conflict between two enemies of the United States? It is not too late to awaken President Trump to his huge mistake. No, it is not too late. Everyone can make mistakes. Everyone can make policy mistakes. He made a huge policy mistake from a geopolitical long-term view. Short-term, very smart. All of the neocons are going to take credit for his rising poll numbers in the next few days. He must be very careful not to run on polls alone, because that will destroy his administration faster than anything. Did you vote for this? Is this what you voted for? Did you want him to attack Assad? Now, the president gave a speech saying that Assad launched a horrible chemical weapons attack on innocent civilians using a deadly nerve agent. How does he know that? How does Trump know that? Did he do an investigation? Was there some investigation we don't know about? Who was it done by? The Knish? The son-in-law, Mr. Knish? Did Mr. Knish do an investigation of the gas? Did Mr. Knish definitively prove that it was sarin gas? Listen to clip 08.
Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad launched a horrible chemical weapons attack on innocent civilians using a deadly nerve agent. Assad choked out the lives of helpless men, women,
all right, let's stop right there. Donald Trump is a very emotional man. I'll tell you that from the small interchange I had with him. He's a good person. His heart's in the right place. But like the Queen of Hearts in the Manchurian Candidate, very powerful forces know how to manipulate many powerful people. And they probably studied his psychological profile. Well, Mr. Trump is a very good man and very soft-hearted when it comes to babies. They flashed the cards in front of him of babies who were dead. And the rest is history. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. I would tell you that these are days that try men's souls. I'm being tried in a way I've never been tried in the history of radio. Just when I thought it would be easier for me to continue in this business, these are the hardest days of my life, Jim. This is not an easy topic to talk about. It's not easy for me to criticize the president who I worked so hard to get elected. I'm doing this primarily because I hope the message reaches him. I was on the Alex Jones show this morning by telephone. I spoke with him, and he said he knows for a fact that the president listens to this show in replay late at night. I said, are you sure of that? He said, yes, I'm sure of it. I heard about it this weekend. And I designed almost the entire discussion with Alex Jones specifically for the President of the United States to hear before it is too late. North Korea says we'll nuke you. Putin is now on war footing. China's back is up. He's got three nuclear powers lined up against us, all in the period of 1 week. Russia, thermonuclear power. China, thermonuclear power. North Korea, nuclear power. He has now turned three nations against us all at once. At the same time, he has told us the military has been depleted under Barack Obama. Now, what does this indicate is liable to happen? Are we now the most powerful nation on the earth, number one? But number two, do we want to go to war with three nations at once? Is that what we elected the president to do? This is, sounds like I'm dreaming. I feel as though I've fallen asleep and awakened in a nightmare, and that I can't really be saying what I'm saying. If you were to say to me 1 week ago, last week, Tuesday, that I would wake up and I'd be on the radio saying that China, Russia, North Korea are on a war footing against the United States because of a blunder the president had made, I'd say, no, this is a nightmare from which we will all awaken. But worse than that are the people cheering him on. How does he not see that when he has madmen like John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Fareed Zakaria, the entire Weekly Standard Group, all of these never-Trumpers now love him, does he not see what that tells him? We're appealing to the President of the United States to please, please come to his senses and negotiate with these people. Negotiate, negotiate, negotiate. When I wrote Trump's War, it was to stop all wars, not to start another war. That's what Trump's War is all about. It's really about peace. But now look at this. I asked this question right at the beginning. The wall, taxes, tariffs, deportations, Obamacare, guns, military strength, schools, abortion, religion. What will the new president do? I don't know. Do you know what he's going to do now? All of you deplorables out there who would have otherwise sat out the election, what do you think Donald Trump is going to do now on the wall, on taxes, tariffs, etc., and all the other subjects?
Savage.